Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is State Senator for Senate District 40, Ken Rosenboom. He's here to talk about what he's been doing since he's not on the ballot this year and about the importance of voting in this upcoming election. And talk about what some of the work is you're doing specifically. Why is that so important this election? Because some listeners might not know there's a lot at stake at this election for both parties.
Well, there absolutely is. In Iowa, very similar to the U.S. Congress, Democrats control the Senate both in Iowa and in Washington, and the Republicans control the House in both venues. And I'm helping our Republican friends. We'd like to take the majority in the Senate so we can determine the agenda and move forward with our agenda.
And what is that coming up this session in Iowa, and why is it so important for you, I'm sure, to have a full Republican House in both houses?
Well, every election's important, isn't it? And we always think the one in front of us is the most important, and this is a very important election. You know, a lot of our work at the state legislature has to do with appropriations, and I'm on that committee, and the debate about how much money we're going to spend and how we spend it is critical every year. And I support those candidates that are fiscally conservative. I'm fiscally conservative. I think we have to be fair to the taxpayer. We spend a lot of money in the state. We spend enormous amounts at the federal level. And I think we just need to be advocates for the taxpayer.
And then you were in Pella recently, too, to talk with some school board members. So it's not only just about the finance. That's obviously a big portion of the finance. But there's all sorts of issues coming up in January for the legislature to try and work out here in Iowa.
Well, absolutely. We deal with many, many things. And education, speaking of other things and speaking of budgets, education takes nearly 60% of the state budget. So it's an incredibly important thing. Both from a fiscal standpoint, but also, of course, from teaching our children and so forth. We need to always be working on and improving that.
And then what do you think will be determined in this election in terms of, and I don't want a prediction from you, but in terms of what will be the voter, as they're listening right now to you, in your opinion, about what things will be determined? We've already talked fiscally, we talked educationally. Is there anything else that voters need to be thinking about when they're in the polls on Tuesday?
Well, just one's view of government. And what I mean by that is, in my view, government has become too large and unwieldy, too expensive, and it's too intrusive in terms of regulation, in terms of affecting the lives of each Iowan, each American, each and every day. So those aspects of government, I believe, are out of control, and we need to rein them in some.
And how do you think Iowa has done? Obviously, the federal government might not be in the best shape in a lot of people's minds. How do you think Iowa has done these last couple of years compared to the federal government?
Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it, because there are, while I told you about the similarities between Iowa legislature and the U.S. Congress, there are differences. We always balance our budget, first of all, and the feds haven't done that in years. So that's huge. We also function. We argue, we debate, we disagree on different things, but at the end of the day, we get good things done. And that hasn't been true of Washington the last few years. Iowa is functioning quite well. Governor Branstad has provided great leadership, and the legislature, at the end of the day, despite the disagreements that we have, we get things done. We get some positive things done, you know, with nutrient reduction strategy, with the biggest tax cut in Iowa history, with education reform. We've done a lot of good things, too. So I just encourage your listeners to be part of the process, to communicate with us. We do represent our constituents. That's what it's all about. That's what we're up there for. So I always encourage people to be part of the process in any way they choose, but especially to vote.
And talk about that as our final question, the importance. You're not on the ticket, as you just told me, so you're not on the ticket, so they won't be putting your name on the ballot, but just talk about the importance of voting overall, regardless of party or affiliation, and the importance of being engaged in government.
Our founding fathers created a marvelous political and government system almost three centuries ago. And it has worked well, and it works because the common man has a voice like every other common man has. And you use that voice most effectively when you go vote. So I always encourage everyone to do their duty with that, but also to have their voice heard.
And thanks again to Senator Rosenboom for joining us on today's Wrenscott Village, a Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA and KRLS.